Well, welcome to Real Talk with Jordan Riley, where the real talk does not come from me. It comes directly from God's Word. And before we get started today, please consider subscribing to our channel, giving this a thumbs up, and please consider going to realtalkwithjordan.com and support what we're doing here so that we can continue bringing you solid content each and every week. On today's episode, you're going to hear some outrageous claims by people who you think would know better. From celebrities to religious leaders, this nonsense is spreading like wildfire and it needs to stop today. So are you ready? Let's go.
Well, I am a Christian who believes that there are certainly many more paths to God other than Christianity. I'm a free-thinking Christian who believes in my way, but I don't believe that it's the only way.
There's no one way to heaven, no one way to paradise. It's like television. Now it's over 800 channels of cable, and they're all pretty entertaining. So I'm pretty sure, man, that to get to heaven, there's got to be more than one route. And because somebody watching another channel or taking another channel than you, they still getting entertained, and they probably still getting to heaven.
So according to Oprah Winfrey and Steve Harvey, everyone gets to go to heaven because there's so many paths to get there. Said no verse ever. This belief is an absolute lie, but sadly, it's gaining a lot of traction in our world. But the scariest part is that people inside the church are believing this garbage more and more.
New survey of born-again Christian adults between the ages of 18 and 39 found that 60% believe Jesus isn't the only way to heaven. Probe Ministries reports that Christian young adults believe Buddha and Muhammad also offer valid paths to salvation.
So according to this recent survey, 60% of born-again Christians believe that Jesus is not the only way to heaven. Are they confused?
What?
Come on, you guys. Two things I want to point out really quickly. First of all, the people in this study are not born-again Christians. See, if you believe that Jesus is not the only way to be saved, then you are not a Christian, and you are not saved, and you are not going to heaven. Second, it's clear that the people in the survey either have not read the Bible or don't believe what the Bible says. Acts 4 verse 12 says this, "And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." And for those of you who didn't know, that name is Jesus, not anyone else. See, this belief in essence is universalism, where we all go to heaven, and you can take your own path to get there. But this belief is nowhere found in the Bible. It is complete and utter heresy. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 24, "Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." In that verse I just read, Jesus couldn't have been more clear. But why are people so fooled? Because we have fake religious leaders leading people to hell that say nonsense like this.
Tutte le religioni sono un cammino per arrivare a Dio.
Because every religion is a way to arrive at God.
Sono, dirò una comparazione, sono come diverse lingue, diverse idiomi per arrivare lì.
Sort of a comparison and an example would be they're sort of like different languages in order to arrive at God.
Ma Dio è Dio per tutti.
But God is God for all.
E come Dio è Dio per tutti, noi siamo tutti figli di Dio.
And if God is God for all, then we're all sons and daughters of God.
Ma il mio Dio è più importante del tuo.
But my God is more important than your God.
È vero quello?
Is that true?
C'è un solo Dio lì. E noi sono idiomi, cammino, lingue per arrivare a Dio.
There's only one God and each of us is a language, so to speak, in order to arrive at God.
Qualcuno schi, qualcuno musulmano, qualcuno indi, qualcuno cristiano.
Indo.
They're
different paths.
So the leader of the biggest cult, I mean religion out there, says that all religions lead to God.
Nope.
Sorry, try again. This is demonic and is completely unbiblical. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me." Well, I hate to break it to some of you out there, but God is exclusive, not inclusive. In John chapter 10, verses 7 and 9, Jesus said that he was the door of the sheep. He didn't say he was one of many doors of the sheep. Also in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, Jesus said that there's only one gate that leads to life, not one of many, or there's several, you just gotta pick which one you want. Absolutely not. And P.S., Jesus is the gate. He's the only gate and there is no other. But sadly, false Christians and fake pastors promote this nonsense of many paths to God, not just the Pope.
What about those faiths, the Mormons and the others that you mentioned, believe in Christ? They believe they will meet Christ. What about those like the Jews, the Muslims, who don't believe as
you
believe?
That's in God's hands. I can't be the judge.
You don't judge them?
No. No,
how do you feel when
you're going to hell and
how do you feel when you see a lot of these strong Christian leaders go on television and say, "You are condemned. You will live in hell if you do not accept Jesus Christ." And they're forceful and judgmental.
Well, they have a right to say that, and they are true to a certain extent. But that's not my calling.
I'm wondering, though, why you sidestepped Larry's earlier question about how we get to heaven. The Bible clearly tells us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, and the only way to the Father is through him. That's not really a message of condemnation, but of truth.
Yeah, I would agree with her. I believe that.
So then Jew is not going to heaven?
No.
You can't.
Well, here's my thing, Larry, is I can't judge somebody's heart, you know. I don't know. Only God can look at somebody's heart, and so I don't know. To me, it's not my business to say, you know, this one is or this one isn't. I'm just saying, here's what the Bible teaches, and I want to put my faith in, in Christ. And I think it's wrong when we go around saying, you know, you're not going, because it's not exactly my way. I'm not going to be the God.
You believe your way.
I believe my way. I believe my way with all my heart. But
for someone who doesn't share it, is wrong, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know if I look at it like that. I would present my way, but I'm just going to let God be the judge of that. I mean, I don't know.
So two of the most influential men in America go in front of the whole nation on live television and say, "I don't know." Come on, Billy. Come on, Joel. Is the Bible not clear enough for you?
What's wrong with you people?
I mean, think about that. Was Jesus not crystal clear? I want you to ask yourself this question. Did the apostles anywhere in the Bible ever offer a different path to heaven other than Jesus?
No.
Absolutely not. Yet false teachers like the Pope and Billy Graham and Joel Osteen are leading people to hell with this false message. And this is damning to people who hear it. It makes them think that they can have it their way. You know, they can just make it to heaven on their terms, which is pure evil. So let's rip the Band-Aid right off and answer the question. Will Mormons, Catholics, Jehovah's Witnesses, Buddhists, Muslims, and other religions go to heaven? This man in this next clip asked this very same question. Watch this.
I'm a Catholic. I've been a Catholic all of my life. That's 75 years. The question I'm going to ask is very, very basic, and it's been bothering me for many, many years of my adult life. Do the billions of non-Christian denomination, I'm talking about the Jewish, the Buddhist, the
sure.
Confucius, Mormons, and so forth, that truly believe in their faith, that lived a very good life according to their faith? My question is there salvation, a heaven for them, or are they all condemned to hell?
Yeah, that's a very good question. What's your name?
Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
Chet Simmons.
That's a very good question, Charlie. The answer to that from the Word of God is they will all perish in hell because there is only one way to go to heaven. There is no salvation in any other name than the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "You will die in your sins," to the Jewish leaders, "because you believe not on me." Because you believe not on me. John 3:16, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him shall not perish. There is only one heaven, and there's only one way into heaven, and that is through faith in Christ. It is the only hope. That is why we are told to go to the ends of the earth, preach the gospel to every creature. So all who perish without the knowledge of Christ die in their sins and go everlastingly to hell. Now, the degree of punishment in hell will vary, but what makes it vary is not the goodness of the person, because no person is good before God. No person. Only God is good. Jesus said that. No person is good. No person is good enough to earn heaven. The only difference in hell will be that the people who heard about Jesus Christ and rejected Him will have a greater punishment than the people who didn't hear about Him. They will all be punished, but those who knew about Christ and didn't receive Christ will have the greater punishment. That's Hebrews. How much sorer or greater will be the punishment on those who trampled underfoot the blood of the covenant and counted the work of Christ, as it were, an unholy thing, rejected Christ. Now, the other thing to say is this, that even if you believe in Christ, even if you believe in Christ as God and Christ dying on the cross and Christ being raised from the dead and Christ being Lord and all of those things, that may not be enough to get you into heaven either. Because in Matthew 7 it says, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we did this in your name and that in your name, and he'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. So you can know about Christ, and you can know that he lived a holy life and born of a virgin, and that he died on the cross and he rose from the dead and ascended to heaven and reigns and is returning, and not go to heaven. But here's the key. You must trust Christ for your salvation alone and reject any works of your own as having any contribution to your salvation. Doesn't matter how many times you went to church, doesn't matter how many humanly good deeds you did, doesn't matter how many times you took the Mass, for example, in a Catholic situation, doesn't matter how many times you went to confession, it doesn't matter how bad you felt about the sins that you did, it doesn't matter how many rosaries you said, it doesn't matter any of those things, none of those things individually, and all of those things collectively, cannot save a person. A person will be saved by faith in Christ alone, recognizing that in my flesh dwells no good thing. By the deeds of the law will no flesh be justified. You can't earn your way in by being good. You can only receive salvation when you know you're not good enough and you cry out to be forgiven of your sin by the sheer grace of God based upon the death and the provision of Christ on the cross, okay?
Sadly, we have so many people who are confused these days because of two main reasons. First, because we have pretenders behind the pulpits. Come on, you guys. That is wolves in sheep's clothing according to Matthew 7, verse 15. Also, according to Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12, there is a famine for hearing the word of God. Yet there's an abundance of hearing people's opinions. But the real talk that people need to hear is what God says in His Word, not more nonsense like this from Billy Graham.
Tell me, what do you think is the future of Christianity?
Well, Christianity and being a true believer, you know, I think there's the body of Christ, which comes from all the Christian groups around the world or outside the Christian groups. I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And I don't think that we're going to see a great sweeping revival that will turn the whole world to Christ at any time. I think James answered that, the Apostle James, in the first council in Jerusalem, when he said that God's purpose for this age is to call out a people for His name. And that's what God is doing today. He's calling people out of the world for His name, whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have. and they turn to the only light that they have, and I think that they are saved and that they're going to be with us in heaven.
This has certainly leaped from Aristotle to the Catholic Church into evangelical Protestantism. Now we have a kind of Protestant viewpoint that says Muslims and Hindus and whoever are going to be in the body of Christ, in the kingdom, in heaven, with salvation, whether they ever get a Bible or whether they ever hear the gospel or whether they ever know about Jesus Christ. The Billy Graham organization affirmed that this position is the same as the one articulated in an article in Decision magazine, which Billy wrote in 1960, so this is not something new.
Please don't come on here and try to debate or defend your favorite false teacher. Because the point of this episode is to warn people of false teaching. Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. Because you can't go against what Jesus said and think that you can go to heaven. And you can't believe what you want and go to heaven. And just so we're clear, there is only one way to be saved. And there is only one Savior who saves. And there is only one path to heaven, and His name is Jesus. Because if you believe in anything or anyone else, or think that there are multiple paths to heaven, then one day you will stand before Jesus and He will say to you, "Away from me, I never knew you."